Hey there, open podcasters. This is Peter Jaros, host of Pod News. And I'm posting this note to let you know about something that could revolutionize podcasting. Okay, so maybe it won't revolutionize podcasting, but it's so simple and so useful, I think, that I really hope it'll catch on. Now, here's the problem. You're listening to a podcast on an iPod, right? And they mention some URL, some really great site, a link of the day, or maybe just where to go for the show notes. And you don't want to forget it, so you scramble to write it down somewhere, and you write it on the back of your hand or on a slip of paper, and you hope you don't lose it, because you know if you do, you're never going to go to that site, because you'll never remember that you wanted to go to it. So here's the solution. It's a program that I call Podlink, and it gets URLs from ID3 tags in MP3 files. So all the person making the MP3 file has to do is put in a little link in an XML-like format. It's very simple. And this program will go in, find the link, and present it to you when you load it up. And the trick is, on the iPod, you add the file to your on-the-go playlist. Then as soon as you sync up, Podlink sees that link is there, puts it up in a window for you, and you've got this list of bookmarks that you wanted to go to. When you're done with it, you take it out of your on-the-go playlist, and it'll go away. And I really hope this link thing will catch on, because I am sick and tired of writing down long URLs on the back of my hand. I'm going to post the URL to the program on my blog at blogbattered.blogspot.com, and that'll also be in the ID3 tags in the Podlink format, which of course you won't be able to use because you haven't gotten the program yet, but still, it'll show you what it's like. I urge you to check it out. If you're a podcaster yourself, please use them. My podcasts are all going to use this format. I think it's really useful. And honestly, I don't know why something like this doesn't already exist. So check it out at blogbattered.blogspot.com. And feel free to email me at podnews@gmail.com with any features, suggestions, complaints, whatever. I want to hear about it. I wrote this program in about 2 days, literally. So it's not very feature-rich. It does what it's supposed to do. I'm sure it could do more. Podlink, the freedom to wash your hands again.